I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Republicans will make a push this month to implement an independent redistricting commission via statute. This comes after several failed attempts to enact such a commission via constitutional amendment. Representative Ryan Spain is a Peoria Republican.
We are seeking another option, and that is through legislation to make the changes necessary to bring some element of independence into the map-making process. And I'm very happy and proud to support either a constitutional amendment or now a legislative change to make the difference here as we approach the remap.
The General Assembly is tasked with formulating new political maps for the next decade by this June. Republicans believe they have enough votes on both sides of the aisle to pull the process out of the hands of lawmakers. In other news, Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning the public about COVID vaccine scams. Such scams aren't new, but Raoul says the approval of the shots is now giving con artists more opportunities to fleece consumers. Raoul advises people to ignore emails, texts, and calls offering to put you on a list to get the vaccine or asking for your personal information to sign you up.
Unless you're hearing from your physician, your medical provider, or public health department, you should definitely disregard the call. Don't click on anything, whether it's through a text or an email link that suggests that it's going to lead you to somewhere where you can get a vaccine or a treatment quicker or easier.
Raoul also notes Medicaid and Medicare will not call people to offer the vaccine and that no one should ask for your bank account or Social Security information in relation to the shots. Meanwhile, the state's COVID-19 hospitalizations and average case rate remain below second wave highs. Still, public health officials continue to caution residents that a post-holiday surge could materialize. Capital News Illinois reports hospitalization rates continued to fall for the sixth straight week. The daily average hospitalization count stood at about 4,100, down 7% from the week before. And a second candidate appears ready to challenge embattled Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Four-term state representative Kathleen Willis, an Addison Democrat, has asked for a speaking slot at a candidates forum on the speaker's race today. Madigan and State Representative Stephanie Kifowit are also confirmed attendees. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Williamson County 911 and Williamson County Emergency Management Agency is asking residents with Amazon smart speakers to activate a new service on their device so they can receive emergency messages from local agencies. The free service is called HyperReach. It will allow Williamson County 911 and EMA to send emergency messages to Alexa-compatible smart speakers. In addition to Alexa units, HyperReach delivers voice messages to landline and mobile phones, text messages, email, social media, web browser, push notifications, smartphone apps, internet-based advertising, RSS feeds, and many other methods. Residents without an Alexa device can sign up to receive emergency alerts by texting the word alerts to 618-663-4676 and following prompts to register landlines, cell phones, or email services. Williamson County EMA previously used Nixel for emergency alerts, but is changing to this type of notification starting February 1st. A more detailed explanation is also available on our webpage.